Hello, my name's Simon Nelson. I'm controller of multi-platform for BBC Vision, which is the TV children's learning arm of the BBC.
Simon, you're down here at MIPCOM. I imagine you're looking for lots of things, but I was very interested to see what you're doing in the social audience space, I believe you call it. Can you tell me what's happening in that area and what we can expect from it in the next 12 months?
Sure. Well, we know that when audiences are watching our big entertainment programs like The Apprentice or like with Strictly Come Dancing, they're all sat in their lounges throwing things at the TV, shouting at various things that go on, sharing with other members of the family things that are happening. Maybe they're doing their own scoring along with the judges for Strictly Come Dancing. They're certainly trying to guess during The Apprentice who's going to get kicked out at the end. And what we want to try and do is use the internet to let people in on what other people are thinking, doing around those shows, and to really create that sense of event around the live performance in particular of one of our shows. We originally, with The Apprentice, we created something called The Predictor, which enabled you to, as you were watching the show, guess who was going to get thrown out at the end and see what other people were guessing. And you could see people sort of, at the minute they did something dumb or said something daft, suddenly you'd see a wealth of people change their guess to this person, and you'd see them shoot up. And then it was quite interesting to watch the mood of the nation as the show plays out. And again, with Strictly, we're taking this a step further, and we're allowing people to just very basic light touch interactivity, say, you know, wow, or gasp at a dance, or boo if they don't think it's going too well, to try and guess what score Alicia's going to give one of the dancers and that kind of thing. And very basic chat functionality and quizzing, just to let people who really love live the show to delve deeper into it and be aware that they're among many millions of people in the UK who are doing the same thing.
I mean, it's a very new way of audiences being a greater, deeper part of the sort of entertainment viewing experience. Is that what we're always going to see in future? Have we moved to the next level, do you think, now?
I think there's still going to be a huge proportion of the audience, the majority of the audience, who probably are always going to be comfortable just watching within the within their own living room and not actually being exposed to everything else that's going on and what the rest of the community are doing. But there is a sizable and growing number of people who actually feel TV can be a bit of a lonely pursuit and actually is not as exciting for the fact that it's not as connected as online media in particular. So we want to try and do our best to fuse those worlds, but staying true to the big screen excitement of a Strictly Come Dancing and Apprentice, whilst tapping into, you know, the fact that we know there are people there with laptops on their knees who would love an opportunity to see what other people are doing, thinking, and to just play along in very simple ways, make our output a bit more playful, a bit more fun, a bit more engaging. The interesting challenge for us is we can do this around live programming, and we're really keen to emphasize the live moment and to really make the most of it, to show that you know, there's still life in live media, because we definitely believe there is. But what I'm testing the teams with is, okay, how can we now stretch that sense of community into the iPlayer as well, and so that you're aware of who else is watching the program at that time, or you're able to track in some way what other people were thinking, doing, feeling at that moment of the show. So that, for example, if you wanted to watch it again, as particularly with something like Strictly, many, many people do go and watch the dancers again, etc., you might want to give yourself a different, a more enhanced experience this time. Those are kind of functions we're trying to thread across.
Great. Well, very exciting stuff. Good luck with it, Simon, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much.